We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
Hello, Mom. Hello to your brothers and sisters.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, eco-friendly viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CiatSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Morocco allocates 22 million euros to assist those who are searching employment. In community news, siblings in the United Kingdom are reunited after 32 years. In animal welfare news, free medical services are regularly offered to canine friends in Ludhiana, India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 14th, prominent American animal welfare advocate Mr. Cleveland Amory is remembered. Born in 1917 in Nahant, Massachusetts, he passed away on this day in 1998. In 1967, he founded the Fund for Animals, a New York-based nonprofit dedicated to the protection of our fellow Earth inhabitants. The group helps provide care and sanctuary for wildlife and domestic animals, saving thousands since its inception. Mr. Amory was also a best-selling author. His books, The Cat Who Came for Christmas, The Cat and the Curmudgeon, and The Best Cat Ever, were inspired by his feline friend whom he rescued. May Mr. Cleveland Amory's caring legacy help to encourage everyone to expand their love to encompass all beings.
Fly-in news, lives lost as rains deluge Central America. As of Wednesday, October 12, at least 19 people had succumbed to torrential rains that triggered flooding and landslides in large swaths of Central America, affecting over 40,000 across several countries. The torrential rainfall, brought on by a tropical depression, has lashed the region since Monday, causing rivers to swell. In worst-hit Guatemala, 13 fatalities were reported, with a red alert issued as landslides blocked roads and damaged bridges.
Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom said that rising waters in at least 12 rivers were threatening communities and that more than 2,000 people thus far had been evacuated to safety from flooded areas. Another two deaths were reported in neighboring El Salvador, where 2,000 people were evacuated due to flooding, while four people perished in Nicaragua, where officials said hundreds of homes were destroyed, damaged, isolated, or inundated.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $10,000 each to Guatemala and El Salvador, all where most needed, and requested that our association members please consult with local officials on any necessary assistance, asking that they also go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. The combined $20,000 could obtain $156,000 in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States, based on the average cost of living in both countries. Our appreciation, Central American officials and personnel, for your work to ensure the safety of the affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support. May such weather intensities subside as our gentler ways foster a more stabilized ecosphere. Floodwaters engulf southern Haiti. As of Thursday, October 13th, at least three people had perished as days of heavy rains swept away homes and damaged crops in the Grand Sud region. United Nations peacekeepers rescued hundreds of stranded families from their homes in areas such as Leke, Torbeck, Chantal, and Anike. They joined hundreds more who had already been evacuated to shelters after several major rivers overflowed, with the majority of downtown Leke underwater. Additionally, a dozen people have died from a cholera outbreak in the past 5 days, while those affected have increased threefold to 850 cases over the past 7 days, compared to 250 the previous week.
Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with regional officials or agencies to find out whether additional help is required, adding that financial aid for urgent needs is available.
Our sincere gratefulness for the assistance of the United Nations and all others, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern, our prayers for those who lost loved ones, and that such disturbing conditions are alleviated through our kinder care for all beings on Earth.
Heavy rains in Switzerland, swelled streams disrupt lives. A warm front coupled with intense rain that started on Sunday, October 9th, has melted high-altitude alpine snow and caused the flooding of streams. The nation's defense ministry on Tuesday said that soldiers had been dispatched to the Bernese highlands south of the capital Bern and to the Valais region of southern Switzerland, while army helicopters were sent to airlift both animals and residents who had become stranded in flooded Gastern Valley. In the capital Bern, water levels rising 2 meters in just 24 hours prompted the issuing of high alerts. With thankfulness for the swift efforts of the Swiss military and other personnel, we pray for the resiliency and protection of the storm affected. May our more benevolent stewardship as a vegan world bring a restored harmony to the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Đổi thay cảm ơn người sắc thân mọn hèn cho thức ngon nước mát cho nệm ấm chân em tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng chú suốt đời ngày ngày chờ trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người ôi sao người đẹp quá tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời tôi thương người khôn ta vâng người tôi giá rời tôi yêu người mãi mãi tôi dù chết thay người tôi dù chết thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người ôi sao người đẹp quá tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời giá rời tôi yêu người mãi mãi tôi dù chết thay người tôi dù chết thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 467. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Alexei's or Vietnamese leader visits China. By invitation of Chinese President Hu Jintao, Alexei's General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng arrived on Tuesday, October 11th for an official state visit. In a review for their country's relations, both leaders affirmed cordial advancements since normalizing diplomatic ties 21 years previously.
They also agreed on the continued prioritization of harmony and cooperative development. The two also witnessed the signing of a maritime border accord, stating that their countries would handle any issues through dialogue and friendly consultation, as well as appoint negotiators to meet twice annually and avail a hotline to prevent any possible disputes over the South China Sea. Our accolades, Your Excellencies, for your amicable and fruitful visit. Wishing the people of OLAC or Vietnam and China ever-expanding friendship, prosperity and peace.
Poland's Prime Minister wins historic second term.
With official results of the nation's general election announced Tuesday, October 11th, Prime Minister Donald Tusk was re-elected to office as the first leader since 1989 to serve two consecutive terms. Conveying his appreciation as well as his aspirations for the future, the Prime Minister stated, "I want to thank Poland, the Poles, and God. We have done great things, and now we have the opportunity to do even greater things. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your renewed post. May your leadership be filled with wisdom and grace for the flourishing of fellow citizens and your country."
Save Our Planet, Music for the Planet. A group of over 30 Olaxis, or Vietnamese musicians, have joined to be part of the song One World to call for action in addressing climate change.
Composed by rapper and 2011 ambassador for the campaign, Ha Okio, the song is performed by singers in Ao Lạc or Vietnam, including Dong Nhung, Ho Ngọc Ha, Thao Trang, Ha An Tung, and musician Yung Cam. The music video, made possible through the support of Early Risers Media Groups, Alexi's Music Channel, YANTV, an environmental organization, 350.org, is airing in mid-October on YANTV and other television channels a week later.
We look forward to seeing this inspiring music video. May the lifting of voices in song bring many hearts together in greater care for one another and our planet.
Save Our Planet. With support from the British Environment Agency, the installation of a special walkway on the River Cuckmere in East Sussex is completed on October 10th, 2011, which is intended to help eels migrate more easily from the sea in an effort to save the drastically declining fish.
Save Our Planet. As reported by China's CNTV on October 11th, 2011, approximately 1.5 million hectares of rice paddy fields in Thailand, Ao Lạc or Vietnam, Cambodia and Laos have been damaged or are at risk of failing due to recent flooding that is among the worst in years, with livelihoods and food prices likely to be affected.
Save Our Planet. On October 10th, 2011, the government of Norway launches Energy Plus, a global plan offering low-interest loans in developing countries to help expand sustainable energy, energy-efficient technologies, and low-carbon development.
Warning news. A study presented by Canadian researchers at the University of Ottawa on October 3, 2011, revealed that not only do smokers have triple the chance of suffering strokes than non-smokers, that they are likely to occur 9 years earlier.
How are you, friends? I'm Samba the Sloth, here with my great brother Sombo, and we're following a low carbon emission plant-based diet.
Would you like to hear a tip for today?
Consider visiting your country's national forests and parks.
It is a great way to show appreciation and support for your homeland's natural heritage.
Enjoy these gorgeous locations.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Morocco allocates 22 million euros to assist those who have lost their jobs. Individuals will be able to receive up to 70% of their earnings from the previous 3 months for as long as 6 months. During this time, programs are in place to help them find a new job. Recipients will also continue to benefit from social security plans such as family allowance and health insurance. Our sincere appreciation, Morocco, for your care of your citizens. May many bright tomorrows be awaiting the warm-hearted people of your nation.
In community news, siblings in the United Kingdom are reunited after 32 years. Miss Valerie Coe, 63 years old, lives in a residential home for people with learning disabilities. The co-owner of the facility, Miss Paula Fillingham, realized from conversations with Miss Coe that she may still have family in the vicinity. Miss Fillingham searched through the telephone book, which ultimately resulted in contacting Miss Coe's brother, Philip. He had not known where his sister was living. After a special family reunion party, Mr. Coe said, "It was brilliant to see her. I can't thank Paula and all the staff at Rose Park enough for everything they have done to get us back together and for the fantastic care they have given Valerie. What a wonderful reunion. Kudos, Miss Paula Fillingham, for your caring efforts. We wish Miss Valerie and Mr. Philip Coe many more vibrant years to enjoy this wonderful gift of family love." Up next on Noteworthy News, free veterinarian care is offered to canine caregivers in India. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Stay tuned for more smoothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, regenerating news for a renewing world. In animal welfare news, free medical services are regularly offered to canines in Ludhiana, India. The Sri Satya Sai Seva organization provides checkup and vaccinations for dog friends by experienced veterinarians every month in various parts of the city. At these events, caregivers also receive information about how to support canine well-being. Our heartfelt gratitude, Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, for your loving dedication to our co-inhabitants. May all humanity joyfully embrace our noble role as blessed guardians of the divine animal kingdom.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Armenian entitled Outrageous Tenants.
Տնվորն ասում է. Այս վերևի ապրողները անտանելի մարդիկ են. Անցած գիշեր ժամը 2-ին նրանք տագնապահար վազում են ներքև և խենթիպես ծեծում են իմ սենյակի դուռը. Տանտերը հարցնում է. Եվ արթնացրեցին նրանք ձեզ? Տնվորը պատասխանում է. Ոչ, բարեբախտաբար ոչ, ես դեռ արթուն էի և իմ սենյակում նվագում էի իմ շեփորը.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Bafuturu, Timor-Leste's Young People Changing the Future on Good People, Good Works. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow, Bafuturu is amazing. Keep up all of the great work. You're helping Timor-Leste. And the fact that your staff are so young only bodes well for the future. Marky from Australia.
Nice work, Miss James. Keep it going. You bring a light to the future of Timorese children. Lacho from the Philippines.
Support of Mackie and Lacho. Thank you for your positive remarks. Bafutuna, co-founded by compassionate Miss Sierra James, is enhancing the lives of many precious children. May God bless you and all the gentle-hearted people of Australia and the Philippines with profound inner peace and happiness.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced by the love and light of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Former Cape Verde President Pedro Verona Rodriguez Perez is honored with the $5 million Mo Ibrahim Prize for achievement in African leadership in recognition of his outstanding work transforming the economy and government of the West African island nation.
To bring greater peace and stability to Pakistan's Balochistan region, Prime Minister Yousuf Raza Gilani unveils a plan to create 20,000 jobs for youth, including the construction of new universities and infrastructure to repair and expand drinking water supplies.
Oscar-winning U.S. actress and UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie makes a two-day visit to Libya, meeting with refugees and aid groups to express support of the North African nation in transition and her people.
On an official visit to the Eurasian country, Austrian President Heinz Fischer is welcomed by Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev for discussions of energy cooperation and other areas of their country's mutual benefit.
Following approval of a California, USA measure permitting undocumented immigrant students to receive privately funded scholarships at public universities and community colleges, Governor Jerry Brown signs into law a measure that grants them access to state-funded educational grants as well.
Israel donates 165 metric tons of a nutritious food that blends corn, soya, and chickpeas to help sustain Ethiopian children living in areas affected by drought.
The Times of India reports that when 13-year-old Vikas Sahani in Uttar Pradesh province saw a 16-year-old girl jump from a bridge into the river to end her life, he immediately followed, diving in from his father's boat under the bridge to rescue the girl.
Affecting some 70 shopping malls across the US, developer company Macerich has announced it will no longer lease locations to businesses that sell live animals, but will instead offer the spaces for the adoption of rescued pets.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.